Updated weather. Frost advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
NAWV mobile.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
NAWV mobile. W6MJ. Going on. Not much, just watching the snow melt.
Yeah, we're at 15 degrees, 018 here. I'm headed out to Plymouth for something completely different than before.
I mean, I remember when I left Michigan, Plymouth was getting to be a kind of a foodie town, especially with that downtown area and stuff. I'm sure it's really much more developed now.
Not really kept tabs on it, but back around 2010 or something, I was periodically going out there and meeting people at different places, you know, to eat.
Yeah, totally. I have a squirrel that doesn't understand that food is not for him.
Well, what food is he after? You got a bird feeder or something? Is he trying to come in?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't find the food, but this is going to start like a whole thing now.
Yeah, I mean, are you trying to get to your stores, or are you trying to feed something else?
So, actually we have, there's a bird feeder and then a hummingbird feeder, and we also have the deer salt lick thing. It's all kind of in the same part of the yard. But this thing hasn't been up in a couple days, and the squirrel showed up. So we got to figure that out.
I have a really bad groundhog problem at our office, and I got to figure out what to do about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've used the traps and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, it's getting rid of the grubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can make a mess, that's for sure.
Starting to dig under a lot of stuff, and it's annoying. And I don't know what kind of damage they're creating, but it's also been going on for a while, and I haven't really noticed it till recently, because it's getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they can just make it. They can destroy a yard too. It's unbelievable. Well, good luck with that. That's always fun to deal with. Okay, well, you do your thing in Plymouth. I got to run up to Micro Center. I got a couple other errands. I think I got a Home Depot stop and that kind of stuff. And then I'll be back here for the rest of the day.
Well, I didn't even realize you had a Micro Center in range.
Yeah, he's got a time rush hour, but if you avoid that, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 35 minutes, probably maybe 40 minutes.
Got one here, like, at 75 and 14, 75 and 12, something like that. It's right on the way to Heather's mom and dad's.
Yeah, that's actually, that's probably the right distance away from the house.
Absolutely. The Harbor Freight's only a half a mile, but I'm trying to stick to my rule and not go in there unless I specifically need an item and then, and, you know, going in there, getting that item, getting out.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff there, and it's you know, I mean, for the hobbyist and stuff, it's perfect. Those little plastic cases, the ones that are kind of like the Pelican cases, those things are actually a pretty good value.
Yeah, I've got like one of the $45-$50 ones. I probably had it 10 years, but my laptop goes in that, so it's got the foam you have to cut out, you know. I cut out the foam so my laptop and power supply fits in there. I got my laptop in 2019 and it still looks brand new. And I use it a lot.
Yeah, I've bought a couple of those for, you know, just storage for this and that, and it's pretty cool. For sure, the foam does, if you put stuff that's heavy in there, I've noticed the foam compresses, which is kind of a bummer, but, you know, what do you expect?
My problems with some of the pieces popping out or whatever, you know, it's not perfect, but it's been a good 10-year run with it anyway, and still using it.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Well, I guess I got to do the garage too today, so I got plenty of little projects. I don't even know how close we are to really being moved in, but it's starting to. Starting to feel like we're going to be on the back side of it, at least, for sure.
That's awesome. Once that happens, you can start messing with antennas and stuff a little bit.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be, it's going to be pretty fun. I got to drill a hole in the brick to get outside, and then one through the basement to route cables, but I think I got that figured out. I just haven't done it. I gotta find my hammer drill. I don't have no idea where that is, but hopefully I can get my hands on it. So yeah, it should be fun doing that for sure. I had to rekey 8 locks the other day. I don't know if you've ever done that.
Just replaced the whole things because they were old. But no, I've not like rekeyed any of them. Other than the electronic ones, a few times, but is your place kind of upstairs too, or is it a single floor on the, at ground level?
Yeah, it's two-story plus a basement, and yeah, we replaced all the door handles, and so I had to, of course, you know, you used to be able to go to Lowe's or whatever, and they would do it for you. But, you know, that person retired and whatever, so I had to do it myself, which honestly isn't that big a deal. But it does take time, so I had to sit down and just do it. It's definitely put the reading glasses on and kind of figure it out.
Taking, like, the core apart and putting new tumblers in or something, or are you just replacing the core?
Yeah, you could do either, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make them all fit one key, so you got to replace the pins.
I think some of them, and again, only some of them, right, if you have all the same brand, I thought they had a way you could flatten it, and then you use the key as the, you know, the mechanical programming.
Yeah, Quickset is, we don't have that brand, but Quickset is the one that does that. I forgot what they called it. But they use wafers instead of pins, so they have kind of all options already built in the lock. And yeah, you just reset it, and then you kind of pop the key in it, and it changes itself. Those are pretty cool.
I remember, I think we had a combo of electronic and mechanical. It's probably Quickset. And I remember doing that on that, where I would, you know, set it to a different mechanical key.
Yeah, the locksmith guy that I use sometimes, he said those are actually harder to pick because the instructions, I guess, for the wafers to fall in the wrong place so that the lock doesn't turn. But either way, I mean, none of these residential locks are particularly secure.
Yeah, you know, for that matter, the door's not that secure either, so you just go right around the lock if somebody wants in bad enough, or a window.
Yeah, and we have an alarm and stuff, but, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, the trick is just not to keep anything of any real value in your house.
And if you do, make it, you know, so difficult and so time-consuming to get to.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And it's just, just make it more difficult. And, I mean, you know, the thing is that's, I guess, why I have insurance. And so, if you have a loss or whatever, I mean, somebody can come in here and steal a bunch of radios. Okay, great, no problem.
LBV IDs.
W6NIJ. Are you on the UVM review?
I am, and I'm on 23 going 3 miles an hour. Because there's always something going on when you want to get somewhere quick.
Yeah, I don't miss that at all. I thought they were going to take that whole corridor and make it three lanes going to Brighton. I don't know if they ever did that.
It's expanded north of 14, but, you know, between 14 and 94, it's still pretty old school.
Yeah, I was, matter of fact, I stayed at Plymouth Road, so I was just on that, now that you mention it. Definitely two lanes still. Well, yeah, I'm sure they'll get to it. I think there's space, if I remember right, but you know how people are about building extra lanes, you know. It's great unless it's next to your house.
Yeah, there's definitely space. They have to infill a little bit. There's a little bit of space in the center. But yeah, either side, there's space and there's, you know, a lot of new construction that wasn't here 20 years ago.
Yeah, I drove by one of the buildings that I put up, I don't know how many years ago, a long time ago, and they have it fenced off, so I couldn't drive down the road. I was kind of wondering how that thing looked. They weren't, I mean, that was, gosh, 35 years ago, maybe, something like that, and they weren't, the roofs weren't meant to last that long.
That's for sure. I need to go drive out Dearborn sometime. Might be a fun activity if you're in town. Would you go look at some of these old stuff we used to work on or whatever and see what's left of any of it and what's changed? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would imagine that tower is still there, the big TV tower that a lot of the transmitters were on. I forgot what part of town that was in, but it was in Southfield. I would imagine that stuff's still there.
I'm curious if I don't even know if the Dearborn office is still there, like if they moved or anything. They were in an industrial complex and they had the 100-foot head-end, you know, tower right there in the parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember a lot of the offices were like that. It's kind of crazy. Wouldn't happen today, that's for sure.
The Wayne Tower off Michigan Ave is still there. I doubt it's being used. They probably sold it to a cellular company or something. There's probably cell equipment on it now. That won't be easy for me to check up on, and I drive by it all the time, but I haven't looked. You got to detour a little bit to go see if it's still there.
Yep. Hey, there's a NOAA transmitter. That's kind of by my house. It's actually listed as the same town as my house is in, and I was looking up at the FCC database, and I couldn't quite find where it had the latitude and longitude of the transmitter. I got to continue to do that because it's really strong here, of course, but it services, like, my town, but probably more importantly, there's a couple other towns that are bigger that are within, you know, 10 miles or so. But it's kind of weird because I'm in a fairly rural area, and it is listed in this town. So I'm going to try to find it.
Fun with, you know, an HT and a dummy load or something. I still have that old Doppler unit. You know, and they make newer software-defined radio versions of that now that are probably a lot less expensive and easier to deploy.
I actually saw one of those online, and I was thinking about it because those are really fun to use, for sure. Definitely cheating.
I think the, you know, the easy-to-find one's called the Kraken or something like that, probably because it has the, you know, antenna switching unit and all that, and multiple ports coming into it, of course. But the receiver's going to be integrated and, you know, wide range. You don't have to hook it to an external 2-meter radio.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be perfect as long as it's not around a really nasty RF environment. I bet you it probably works. And it will get you close enough.
Yeah, switchable attenuation and all that right built in. So, like, if you are in a, I mean, you could tone the sensitivity way down, right, when you get closer.
Yeah, we used to use those switchable pads. You remember those things, the little block that had, you know, 10 physical switches on the top of it? Those were actually fairly hard to find. I don't know if you looked for those recently.
I've not looked recently, and I definitely do not have one of them, which is surprised I don't, but.
Yeah, WaveTech used to make the circular ones that would, like, go in their meters and things like that. And they were fairly clean when you switched them, but I don't know if they, like, I don't even know what company owns that stuff in Indianapolis anymore. I have no idea.
I still have that WaveTech meter with the nickel metal hider battery pack and everything. And the battery's completely dead, of course. You know, with the LCD display, I've just not had the heart to throw it away. That might be coming your way for your museum.
Yeah, I have a couple of those things in boxes, too, and yeah, I don't need anything else for my museum, that's for sure.
The thing was pretty inflexible to use for other than its specific use. It was really, you know, locked down to its specific use. So you couldn't use it as a general purpose spectrum analyzer. It didn't generate any kind of signals, things like that. It would have been cool. I mean, it's really old, but the hardware's there to, you know, could have done a little bit. It could have done more, you know, if it was more of a general purpose device.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that stuff was purpose built. And they really didn't even have any people asking for it, just because there wasn't anybody, you know, doing dual-purpose kind of thing, right? It was getting put off to the masses. And anything you put as an option, it's just going to create phone calls, you know, on why it works or doesn't work or how it works or whatever. So they were pretty careful about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then I remember back when I was doing that, stuff, but there were probably more than two versions, but I saw two versions of that meter. One of them had like a shiny or gloss finish LCD, and that one was much more responsive and fast, and then you had the matte finish ones, you know, and everything was really slow when it moved or updated.
3600J, yeah, the old ones, of course, you know, you turn them on and it was instant read, and then once they started building the LCD ones with the CPUs and stuff, they had to boot, and it used to drive me crazy because the amount of time it would take to kind of figure out if it's good or bad, it went up significantly. And then, I mean, there were some that took, you know, quite a while to get a first reading, and when you're sitting there on a pole out snowing. It's just that kind of stuff. It's ridiculous to have, you know, test equipment take more time than it did before. Like, that should have been a design requirement, that it was instant, however you needed to do it.
For sure. And I saw that in the radio control stuff, too. They made these new, you know, Android OS, you know, RC controllers, and they took freaking 4 or 5 minutes to boot up before you could start flying something, where the other ones, you just turn them on, they're on in 10 seconds and ready to go.
Yeah, and there's ways to do that and still use, you know, computers and stuff. But it's hard, and people, you know, people don't want to do that.
Good morning. The time is 8:45 a.m.
You got to care about it first. And weather condition clear. Temperature 45
degrees.
I would complain about it all the time. I'm like, what is the tech, you know, supposed to do when he sits there and turns this on and waits for 2 minutes? Like, that's times 5,000 techs times 20 jobs a day. Like, think about that.
May not think about that when they made it.
Yeah, it gets back to people making products and not understanding the use of them. Pretty common.
Hey, don't be the... Cool, man. So I'm about maybe 10 minutes from where I'm going. I'm still on 14, headed east toward Plymouth.
Yeah, okay. I can just hear some road noise, but you've been 100%. No problem. Where is this repeater?
It used to be the Denison Building. They changed the name of it again. I can't remember the name of it. I have to look. But, you know, somewhere in the Ann Arbor, I don't know if you would call it Central Campus or whatever. It's one of the buildings. I think it's like 7 or 8 stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it sounds good all the way out there. Cool. Yeah, I saw some of the, we walked around downtown and went through the Diag and Nicholson's Arcade and stuff. It was kind of interesting to see town. All that stuff looked so much smaller than when I was walking around. I walked by the M, the brass M that's right in front of the library there, and I was like, holy cow, that thing's small. I remember that thing being huge.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. The world gets smaller and smaller as you get more experience. NAWV for ID. But yeah, this one, I've never been to this site, but it has a Hamboy Raspberry, you know, Pi on it.
Yeah, I thought the security was going to be a problem with the Hamboy stuff. I don't think they've wrote anything on that for 3 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem if you manage it right, you know, security ahead of the device and how much of it you expose to the outside, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, technically insecure. If you're on the same land, you could, you know, do certain things.
Yeah, there's definitely a whole ham point ASL, you know, rub, for sure. But it seems like that's been going, it's slowly getting better and better as the ASL folks kind of add some of the features that the ham point people, you know, had for some time.
LBV. Yeah, this one has a number of issues I've noticed, and I haven't noticed much lately, so I don't know if work was done on it, but it had problems with DCMS decoding. You know, it worked and not work, and you have to reboot it to get it to work again.
Yeah, that's weird. I've had a number of, you know, DPMF problems with some of the nodes and stuff. We just ran across one recently that was really weird. But it turns out it was a receiver setting in the software for the Motorola XPR radios, the kind of newer mobile radios. It was weird. It would not decode correctly 3 and A, which are the, you know, kind of the top right of the in the frequency, you know, kind of range. It was really weird. Anyway, we just changed the pre-emphasis setting on the receiver. It must have been just for the audio that went out the accessory port.
Okay, then we had that weird problem. I haven't heard back from Dave, but, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago he called in and he couldn't decode A's at all. Remember that?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It wasn't on a Motorola radio. That was on the Sherry node.
Yeah, some of those you can just, crazy. This one we just fixed, it was weird, the Quanxing, it would decode no problem, but two other Japanese radios, it wouldn't work. One was an ICOM and one was a Kenwood. It was really, really bizarre.
No bundle in the Baofeng with that too, right? Is that related?
No, completely different nodes and all that stuff, which, by the way, I still need to turn the service monitor on and kind of figure out what's going on with those. I wanted to measure the DTMF level just to see if it's something simple like that.
Pretty curious. And I have one of those green ones, so I can compare notes with you on that side of it if you want.
Yeah, that was one of those ones where just a head scratcher. But there's an answer. We just got to figure it out. So, and then I told you about that radio I got yesterday just to play with that ICOM. That thing's all packed up. I'm going to get it back to Paul because I'm not quite. I don't need a project right now, but I think he's going to do something with it. But it's a sweet radio. It's like almost brand new. It's pretty cool. I think it's the pot that's bad. I wish it was easier to fix those.
Yeah, if you have a moment, could look up the 2400A. That's the one I have, but that's dual band.
Yeah, that's fancy.
That one's had a weird intermittent back when I was using it. I'm going under a bridge here. It's starting to get a little noisy. That one had a weird intermittent problem where it would, like, for weeks only transmit high power on 2 meters, and then other, a month later it'd work. And smack beating it around and, tapping on it didn't fix it or make it change.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, that's a nice radio. I used that for many years, like from the 90s to, I don't know, I think 2018, 2019, it still works. I still got it sitting on the shelf, and that's got that DTMF mic with the keys on the back. And an incandescent front panel backlight.
Yeah, from what I've seen, the radios, at least the ones that I have, the older ones, I got to deal with this squirrel. Hold on for a second, W6NIJ.
This is starting to get noisy. I'm out to Sheldon Road now, or a mile from it anyway.
Yeah, this squirrel and I are going to have a problem.
I don't taste very good either.
You cut out. What was that?
They don't taste very good either.
No, and, I'm just not into shooting animals to shoot them, but holy cow, those things can really rip up a house. I don't know if you've ever seen what they've done to some attics.
I've seen what the raccoons do.
Yeah, the turkeys are okay here, and the deer and stuff like that, but man, those things are, they're on the same, they're on my same list as geese.
LBV. I've never experienced geese other than what they leave behind.
Yeah, living out at the lake, I had many years of dealing with those guys, and man, that was crazy. We tried all kinds of stuff. Grape flavoring. If you ever hear that one, it's supposed to repel them. They're supposed to not like it. So you spray this grape food flavoring on your grass and it's supposed to shoo them away, and I don't know if that ever worked either.
Yeah, they probably develop a tolerance to over time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, my radio's yapping at me for a low battery, so I'm going to drop at the charger and run. Sounds like you're probably almost there too, so anyway, have a good one. I'll be around later on if you want to catch up.
NEWV W6NIJ. Yep, NEWV.
Node 2586 disconnected.
EWD.
This is KB3CDX, listening for any station anywhere on this repeater. Kilo Delta 3 Charlie Delta Sierra.
AA8RK.
Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF. Good afternoon. The time is 5:45 p.m. Weather conditions. Cloudy. Temperature 57 degrees.
Colorado weather.
Good evening. The time is 6:15 p.m. Weather conditions. Cloudy. Temperature 53 degrees.
Ypsilanti weather.
Good evening. The time is 6:45 p.m. Weather conditions, sunny, temperature 57 degrees.
Colorado weather.
Good evening. The time is 7:15 p.m. Weather conditions, cloudy, temperature 52 degrees.
Ypsilanti weather.
Good evening. The time is 7:45 p.m. Weather conditions, clear. Temperature, 55 degrees.
Colorado weather.
Good evening. The time is 8:15 p.m. Weather conditions, cloudy, temperature 47 degrees.
Ypsilanti weather.
Good evening. The time is 8:45 p.m. Weather conditions, clear. Temperature, 51 degrees.
Colorado weather.
Good evening. The time is 9:15 p.m. Weather conditions, clear. Temperature, 46 degrees.
Ypsilanti weather.
Good evening. The time is 9:45 p.m. Weather conditions, cloudy. Temperature, 49 degrees.
Colorado weather.